problems that you face within the country context to abide by the convention. But as colleagues have said, our job really is to ensure that we do our utmost amongst all of us for children in the country. To get Madam Otani asked a specific question, and it related to criminal teenagers, teenagers who have committed an offence. Now, you've said that violence is very reduced, that you have undertaken efforts to live in harmony despite the cultural complexities. This is very praiseworthy, of course. But I'm still not sure about the following. If a child is involved in a crime, which legal specific regime applies? And what are the specific responses provided, particularly when it comes to specific cases, the youngest children amongst them and children up until the age of 18, which are accused of committing very serious crimes? Is deprivation of liberty used? If so, in what context? Are they held together with adults? What efforts is the country doing to ensure that there is a differentiated response provided in these cases as required by the convention? Thank you very much.
Thank you. So, as I said, you can now organise as to who would like to answer the questions and so on, just here as you're sitting, and we'll wait and you can indicate when you're ready.